who made this report over in Germany. We're going to speak to Dr. Rainer Zittelmann, who's a historian and sociologist who commissioned this poll and is the author of The Wealth Elite. Hello, doctor. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you. It was interesting to listen to you.
Oh, good. Well, I hope we're interested to hear your take on this. So, what did the results surprise you of your poll?
Yes, in a way, because what surprised me that the British and the Americans are so very near to each other. We built four groups. The first group we called the hardcore enviers, and we had only 3% in UK and 5% in United States. And then we had the enviers in the little bit broader sense. We had 15% in UK and 15% in the United States. And then we had those people we called the ambivalents, who were not so hardcore envier and not the other way around. These were 32% in both countries. And then we had this group, the non-enviers, people that feel not so much social envy. And these were 49% in UK and 48% in the United States. And these results were much more different from France and from Germany. So one result was that the Britons and the Americans are very near in this sense, feeling not so much social envy. It was the strongest envy was in France, and then the next term, and then only after this were in UK and in United States.
And do you think, Dr. Rainey, that this is because maybe the Britons and Americans don't have as much social envy because they believe that one day that could be them, that it's within reach?
I think it's a culture, it's a tradition that people in Germany and in France believe much more in the state, what the state could do for them. And
okay.
I think, sure, in UK you have also people with social envy, but hopefully you did not forget what happened in the 17th when the taxes were so high for rich people in UK. I wrote another book, it's called The Power of Capitalism, and there I quoted from, maybe you remember, the Beatles song from the 60s. It was called Taxman. Do you remember that?
I remember that. Yes.
Yes, it was Let Me Tell You How It Will Be. That's one for you, 19 for me. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all. This was about a time when the income tax rate in UK was more than 80%,
yeah,
while capital gains were taxed at up to 98%. And all of this, what we have today as demands from socialist Jeremy Corbyn, that was realized exactly in the 70s in the UK. But the result was terrible. At this time, we called the Britons the sick man in Europe. And I wonder whether you want this back again, this situation.
Hey, don't start me on that, Dr. Rain. Who knows? But, I mean, one thing in the study, in the poll that I want to pick up on, is it's not so much social envy of those that have money. There's an element here where you asked people whether they would support cutting the income of kind of well-paid executives to distribute the money equally among the workers. Now, I would have thought that almost everybody would have gone, yeah, why not?
Absolutely.
Why not?
Worldwide.
Let's cut the
question was a little bit different. We asked, would you like to reduce drastically the CEO compensation and distribute it to the workers, but if everyone has only £2 or £3 the month?
Okay.
You want to harm them, and you have no advantage. And exactly this is what I mean with envy. Not that you want something for yourself to get better, but that you want to harm something, that
okay.
you want to take away something from the rich, even if you have no advantage. We had another question, and we asked, would you like to have very much higher taxes, extreme taxes on millionaires, even if you have no personal advantage as a person? And this was the question, and only if people answered yes with these questions, we had three questions, then we called them envious. And there was a third question. This was very funny. It's about Schadenfreude. We asked them if a businessman or millionaire will lose a lot of money through a risky business, what do you think, or what is your emotional reaction? It deserves him, right? And yes, in Germany we had so much support for this statement. So I now understand why the word Schadenfreude is a
German word and doesn't exist in our language. It doesn't exist. A substitute. Yeah.
Listen, Dr. Rayner, it's fascinating chatting to you. It's a great poll, great study. I mean, it makes us sound quite good, actually.